It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
About time we... Glenn, if you're listening, we need to change our intro. Come on.
I feel like when we hit 2026, we'll have a new one.
Okay. I want Jamie to feel included.
I'm sorry. I feel included. Okay, I'll include myself.
What?
Okay, so we have a fun show today. It's beautiful out. Hopefully it's going to maintain.
Did you know on the drive over? Yeah. Maybe it's been like a month, but downtown they got rid of all the green bicycle. You know what I'm talking about? The bike areas.
Yeah.
Like when you drive down the road, it's all green and it's closed off for bikes.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You're not allowed. Bike
at your own
season
risk.
Is over. Yeah. Now it's like.
I think it was maybe a Mayor Pru's experiment
already,
or maybe.
It's already
probably
started,
not his experiment, but the City of Fairbanks experiment.
Yeah. It's already started. I hate to use the S word, but it's already started in different places. So.
Holy snow.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, ugh, I can't even.
Yeah, don't use the S word.
I'm not ready.
I love winter, but I'm a weirdo.
I know. I like it to happen. I remember when I grew up here, it happened on Halloween.
That's what I tell people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually, a covering something, a skiff by.
And then it was gone. And then Halloween, it was always wickedly cold because I remember growing up, we'd have our cool costumes, and then when we went trick-or-treating, we always had to wear our big jackets, and you'd try really hard to pull your jacket off, run to the house in the costume, and then after a while, you would just be freezing to death, and you would be like, ugh, I gotta just wear the jacket the whole time.
Our first Halloween up here, and we brought one child, two children up. Anyway, yeah, we couldn't even make it around the block. It was that cold, that crazy. Snow was drift. It was just out of hand.
And it was, that's just the way it was. So we were just kind of like, okay, this is it. We know by Halloween you have snow. But now I just feel like I'm like, why is it earlier and earlier and earlier?
In Minneapolis, there was one year that it was so hot, we had to have our kids in diapers, underneath the costumes. You couldn't have any other clothes. It was like 90 degrees. It was wild.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. All right. So fun show. We're back in the studio. We are going to do some fun facts, and then we're going to talk a little bit about garage sailing. And the reason being that as both buyers and sellers, as you are thinking about leaving, moving, whatever, it's always great to make a little money. It's always great to think about how you can get rid of some of your items. And I think there's just so many different ways to do that, whether that's going to be an in-person or an online. So we'll give you some tips and tricks and some things that we've experienced or some things that we know or some things that you might want to utilize.
And if you're just joining us, Jamie's in Hello Kitty wear.
Oh my gosh, I was so cold today, and Kirk is in flip-flops and shorts because he refuses to acknowledge that it's fall.
And a polo.
You know why? Because 60
degrees
is
my cutoff.
Where did you just go? Where were you? Tell the audience. I was in Alaska Airlines.
SeaTac.
You were not. You were in Cabo and then Arizona. Enjoying the heat?
Well, no, because it's 110 degrees. And so we had a two or three day conference. And then we decided, since it's our 30th wedding anniversary and it's in the area, and Cabo's kind of a safe place, and it was cheap to get there and cheap to stay there, we decided to go over to Cabo.
Yeah.
Which was, then I got sun poisoning and sunburn. I'm peeling as we speak. And
that's not funny, it's funny.
I'm not smart.
I know. So you are now back, and now we're in the studio. But it's cold out, and I was like, ugh. So, yes, I'm in a Hello
Kitty. 62 degrees.
It just feels chilly. Yeah. I like warm, snuggly. Once it gets cool, I'm like, ugh, I love sweater weather.
Okay, well, if you're just joining us, Jamie's
I've had caffeine, and I've had great food for lunch, so I'm feeling really good.
I'm using air quotes right now.
All right. Okay, so what are our facts for today?
Our fun facts. Numbers. Okay, so I sent our Alaska MLS through our brokerage feeds data for us to get market reports. It's kind of cool. So I send myself once a month a market report. So it just gives me the month over month information on what's happening in our market in terms of sales price and days on market and that sort of fun thing. So it's really cool, good data. It's not 100% data because it only feeds from our Alaska MLS. Our local board is one of six boards out of 500 to 600 that won't feed. The rest of the country does not worry about their county or city taxes going up because they feed their sold data. So the data is not 100% complete, but it's enough information. About half the brokers are on the Alaska MLS, the statewide MLS. And as we know from science, the more exposure you get, the higher your house will sell for. So still good information. There's a lot of brokers that are on here, so there's a lot of information. I'll tell you right now, so there's 323 homes for sale. That's up 2% in the last 30 days. New to market is 90 homes. That's down 13.2% in the last 30 days. Days on market, they show 75 days.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think for some things we've slowed down a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to pull that. Yeah. That seems crazy high. It says up 5.3%. There's no way it's 75 days on market. So I'm going to come back to that one.
Yeah.
I'm confident the rest of the data. Average home price, $340,000, down 1.5%, so not a big change there. Price reductions, Jamie, you and I were just having a debate on this. 71 reductions, and so that's up 45%.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
But I think it's weird. Like we talked about, I don't know if it was last show or the last couple shows, buyers are coming in, making an offer, things go off the market, then they're back on the market, whether that's they changed their mind, financing fell through, it wasn't the house they wanted. I mean, weird things are
buyers
happening.
Buyers are super wishy-washy right
yes.
now.
Yes. I mean, it's just...
And super unmotivated.
Yep. They're all over the place. I mean,
God bless you, buyers. I work with mostly you buyers, but not...
Yep. I see a few houses, but I am seeing like double or triple the amount of houses with buyers right now, where we are just looking. And then by the time they're kind of like, oh, wait, I think I like that house, I'm like, gone. It's gone. Because there are buyers that are still like, wait, I do like this, or this fits all my needs. That checks all the boxes. And so I'm just like, or it's in a fabulous area. And when you're trying to explain to a buyer, oh, my gosh, this really is a really hot area that doesn't come up very often, and you kind of are trying to go through that. And then I think if it's a first-time buyer or a buyer that hasn't maybe experienced this and they think they have more time than is realistic, yes. I mean, some houses are sitting and some houses are – and again, I think it's the price point.
I was going to say, if they're priced well and they show well, they're because buyers want turnkey homes right now. If they're priced well and show well, then they're off the market.
But we also have a lot more houses. You know, we've talked about in older shows, a lot more houses in the $600,000 range. That's a much smaller market than the $350,000, $400,000 range. So when you have
smaller market in terms of buyers.
Yes. And so when you do have those houses that are hitting the market, they are sitting a little bit longer. And I think what's also challenging is we've had maybe some houses that are really, exceptional quality, really interesting features, hot tub, gardens, I mean, things that are just really extravagant. So they're list
or Fairbanks.
Shops. Shops that are going up. So it's things like that that are escalating the price. But then people are comparing, like, do I want this 2,000-square-foot home with this, price tag, or do I want this 3,500-square-foot home? So maybe I don't get the shop, but I still have a 1,000-square-foot garage. So there are kind of those things hitting the market at the same time, which is, I think, given buyers a little bit more options to choose. And I know that I've heard that from several buyers, that it's just kind of like, do I want this house or do I want this house? And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So it's just a little bit more wild right now.
Yep, totally agree.
Okay.
Price per square foot, $190, no change. Average sold price, we give you the average home price, that's active ones. Active sold price is not too far off, $335. Sold last 30 days is down 25%. Sold to listed ratio is down 24%. So sold to ratio, so it's 11 to 90 is the sold to listed ratio. So anywho, I'm not any big crazy changes. I'm going to go back and fact check on our, not price reductions, days on market.
Yeah.
I might look that up while we're talking about the garage sales.
Okay. So if you're just joining us, we're going to talk about how to hold a successful garage sale. Thinking about you being a buyer and a seller, it's always nice. You know, there's maybe you're moving to a state where you're not going to take your sleds with you, or you're moving to a state where you're going to downsize some of the items that you have. So we just want to talk about the fact that when you're thinking about moving, whether you're a buyer or a seller, just don't wait till the last minute. Depending on how long you've lived in your home, we have a lot of items. And I say this because right now I'm doing a 1,000-item challenge. So I'm going through my house.
Right.
Yep. So I'm taking all of August and September. I'm over, I think, 480. I think I'm at 5-something right now. I haven't logged the items. Whether that's I'm doing donations for charity, I'm doing some things I'm selling, I've gone to the door, I have socks for, you know, every year somebody does a sock drive. I've put those aside, brand new socks that I found. I'm just trying to figure out the charities that I can donate to. Women's shelter, I've dropped off things kind of everywhere. And then anything that we can make money on. But I'm just really looking at things. Do we use this? Is it just sitting?
Use it or lose it?
Yeah. Why are we storing this? Is it beneficial to us anymore?
That's what we do. Sell, give away, throw away.
Yep. And it's really been eye-opening. And we're not planning on moving, but I just was more.
It sounds like it.
I just was more with some of the renovations we're doing. I think it's really nice, whether or not, and I think this could benefit anybody. You don't have to do a big garage sale. You can really just kind of look at, so when I say that, you can also do an online garage sale. I've seen a lot of people do a Facebook garage sale. So you kind of just list your items. You can
list them.
Yep. You can list them in grid form and put them on. So you take a grid photo and then you can list down below the prices so that you can get quite a few items in a listing, or you can do it in small in smaller increments if that's overwhelming to you. So if you kind of just want to sell 10 to, you know, 10 items at a time, or put up maybe 3 10 item listings that are bulked together.
That's a great idea.
But the biggest thing is sometimes one thing that we've seen that's been really successful where we live up in our area is a lot of them join together to do multiple garage sales. So you contact all your neighbors via Facebook, or if you have contact information, so that people can go garage selling in, they come up and it's multiple people doing garage sales.
We've done this with open houses and it's been super successful. So I love the idea for garage sales.
Yes. And I've seen that as well. I love that as well for the open houses, because I think it's really nice for people to go. It doesn't just feel like a one and done. You're going to see what, you know, you go to one house and start. It's great because you all can save on signage. So you guys can kind of decide who's going to do what for. You can have little maps that says these are the houses and drives. You can decide on the time. So you're only going to do, you know, let's say your yard sale starts at 10, or you're only going to do 8 in the morning until, let's say, 2 o'clock. But you can see what neighbors want to join in, or, and whether or not that's going to be larger then. So it doesn't just have to be on your street. It can be your whole little community. It can be your area. And then that way you have more people coming and more traffic. So you have the ability to sell more of your items. And then schedule the sale, of course. So Saturday and Sundays are always going to be your best days, because that's generally when most people don't work. And 8 or 9, people really like to start early. I have no idea why that actually is, but statistically they've looked at garage sales as people like to get an early start. I think so. It's that they can get the best deals on things. People
probably
like to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then that way also, I think that if they're going to go garage selling, they can also be ready to go run the rest of their errands or do the things that they need to do for the rest of the day, so their whole day isn't burned. And then just be aware that you're going to, you know, you want to check out. I can't tell you how many people. You want to be prepared for weather. So a lot of times, even utilizing your garage, if you have a garage, you can run and operate out of the garage. I do suggest covering things with sheets.
Like today is the first day we've seen blue sky and
since
I've been back from Seattle.
Yes. But I will say that if you are going to utilize your garage for a garage sale, cover up the things that you're not going to sell with sheets, because people do snoop around your things. And so if you are not, you can get really inexpensive sheets at Value Village or the Goodwill, so you can just wash those and then cover up stuff unless you have extra sheets.
Or just go through, yeah, I was going to say, go through all your linens that you're trying to downsize.
Exactly. And, yeah. Or just, you know, and then you just put signs on them that says these items are not for sale so that they understand where they should be shopping. And you do kind of want to make it a shopping experience. I know that we did a couple of yard sales. We did this when I worked on campus. I had a community-wide yard sale, and we really set it up like a shopping experience. So we had a rolling cart out there with our clothing items, almost like a boutique. And so we really tried to set up. We priced everything, so everything had a price on it. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to let people ask me the price for things. A lot of people don't like to communicate that way when you're having a yard sale. They just want to be able to look at the price of the item and then, you know, grab and know how much they're going to spend or then negotiate with you at the buying table. But they just want to be able to know how much they're going to get the item for or how much you're asking as a starting price versus you're going to have them, unless you're going to have, like, let's say toys in a bin and all the toys are 50 cents or all the toys are $5 or whatever.
50 cent?
Yes. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about having a yard sale or garage sale, whatever that looks like.
With garage sale Jamie.
Yes. But you just really want to have your things organized. You want to have them laid out. You want to have them priced. Again, if you're not good at that stuff, there's always things you can order online. Amazon.com has a really great yard sale package.
What is that place?
Amazon.com. I know Walmart and Fred Meyer have garage sale packages that you can get just with the pricing stickers. That works really, really well. So you can have that. Especially, I know that I've done them when we used to do them as friends. Like, I had a certain color sticker. So if Kirk and I were doing it together, I might have all my items in blue stickers. Kirk would have all his items in red stickers. So then as I'm getting the stickers up at the end and we want to split the cash, I just add up the stickers that I have on.
That's such a good point. The last time we had a garage sale, I did order our package on Amazon.com, and it came with a cash, little thing to hold the cash, came with the stickers, and it came with, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff that you use for garage sales. So that's a good point.
So I did that the very first time I did a garage sale, and then I just kept it and reused everything. And then I think I just ordered more stickers for pricing. So I just found that the more we priced items and the less people had to be like, how much is this? How much is this? How much is this?
Right.
The faster we sold items and the more people bought things.
Makes sense.
And so, and then you can do a refresh. So at each night, I really encourage people, if they're doing a garage sale, go into your house that night, kind of look around, see, oh, well, I sold these items. Maybe you want to put a couple more things out there and do a refresh. It really, really can help see what, you know, other things you might want to get rid of. Because sometimes when we're motivated like that, it really can kind of spark the, I'm ready for a garage sale, I'm ready to get rid of things. But it really can help when you're packing.
I hate to do this, but we got to take a break, man.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
No.
You're on a roll.
All right. When you come back, we'll talk more about getting ready for a garage sale if you're a buyer or a seller, how to get rid of some of your stuff, and how to make some money.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week. With your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynor.
And Garage Sale Jamie.
Really? That's going to be my new nickname for the show?
You seem really good at it. So
Oh my gosh.
You are for today.
All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about... We're talking about garage sales, but I don't know what that was. Kirk has found the stats, so we're going to kick back over to the stat that we found on...
the Greater Fairbanks Board of Realtors.
Yeah.
So information that we could get fed, but we don't.
Yeah.
So the average days on market for active listings is 82 days. And so if I go back to the other one, I bet you it tells me that's the average days on market for the active listings, not the sales. But again, we don't know because... can't get sold data from our local board. So it's
82 days.
So the average list price is $350. Average days on market is 82. It's actually for 0 to 1 bedrooms, it's 119. 2 bedrooms, 77. 3 bedrooms, 68. 4 bedrooms, 58, which is kind of interesting. So then for solds, which we're more interested in, the average days on market for all are 25 days. So it ranges from 10 days to 40 days, but average days on market for sold. So if your house is on the market for more than 25 days, then you might be doing something wrong.
Yep.
So you're probably having
to drop the price.
Yeah, you have it priced inappropriately. It doesn't show well. You're maybe not taking up all the recommendations that we recommend on the show to not avoid having the house go off the market and then go back on the market. And to Jamie's point of some of our conversations we've had today, you know, those things go back on the market and they might be stigma, you know, have some stigma. They might be, I know I'm going to go back and look at ones that went back on the market and how long they were on the market after they went back on the market versus the ones that just went off market and didn't fall through at the home inspection. So I'm pretty darn sure that Jamie's right that they're going to have a much higher days on market than if you did what he did, our advice, and got a home inspection ahead of time, did a lot of the work on it, and we're aware that a lot of buyers are pulling out because they want stuff repaired, and a lot of sellers are acting like it was, you know, 4 years ago. So,
No, that's great. Okay. Thank you for that.
Yep, thank you.
So, also the next part of a garage sale is your advertisement. So the best ones that I've ever seen really is utilizing Instagram and Facebook. I just think a lot of people check Facebook for what's going on and where they can go. So, because we're not big as a town, but we're big as a town because you could have, you know, yard or garage sales out on Chena Hot Springs. You can have them out on Goldstream. You can have them in North Pole. And so when you utilize Facebook, there's a couple of garage sale sites that you can go to that tells you all the places that are listing. And I like looking at those just because the ones that are the best actually show you quite a few pictures of what's going to be sold at the garage sale. So they'll tell you, like, we're going to have comic books, or we're going to have furniture, we're going to have kids' clothes, or we're going to have maybe the big items. So specifically if you're looking for tools, or you're looking for, you know, that might be the snow machine or the other things that you're really, really interested in. That really helps when you put together. I'm not telling you to list out every item. Of course, you're going to have way more things at a garage sale than you want to put out there. But big ticket items that people are looking for, of course, is furniture. If you have some of the things that people want information on, it's really great to take the time to put your Facebook ad on there. Even if you don't want to answer that ad and you're saying, oh, I will not be answering the ad, I'm just putting this up because we want people to come to the yard sale. It also allows you to collect data from people that are not listening to that and may say, I'm really interested in your snow machine, or I'm really interested in this. So if you don't particularly sell that item at your garage sale, you could go back to them and say, that's still available. So just think about the fact that you're kind of running a double-sided marketing tool, because maybe you're not interested in responding right then and there because you're busy, you still have all those leads that you've collected. Because I do this all the time on an item where, like, I might sell something. I'm going to give an example. I've sold a bookshelf before, and I'm clearing off another bookshelf, and that, because I'm building bookshelves in our house. And so I've gotten 20 hits on the bookshelf. And so I say, I'm so sorry this item sold, but I will save you. If I have another one, I'll reach back out. I should have another one selling in the next couple weeks. And they'll be like, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. So I will send that. And I've sold so many items doing it that way.
Wow.
That then I don't even have to repost an item, because I just reach back out to the people that reached, because you can archive your chats. So you can go back in and then follow up with that those people and say, hey, you mentioned that you were interested. And some of them don't pan out, but if you get 10 or 20, somebody might pan out for you, and then your item can sell. So it just alleviates when you're thinking about, oh my gosh, I'm moving, but I have these big ticket items I don't want to lose money on, and maybe I'm moving to a state where I'm not going to utilize this snow machine or this side-by-side or these, you know, these things that I don't want to take. And I'd like to make, or maybe it's moving money, who knows? You know, I'd like to sell these things, or I don't want to take them necessarily to the transfer station. Sometimes it's just great to put them out and get a lot of hits. And sometimes, I can't tell you how many times, I think we've all been there, that you have an item that you sell and then you think, oh, actually I have an item that's very similar to this item that I could sell, and actually I'm not necessarily interested in taking it with me or moving it again.
Right.
We did that on our first move. I'd had a beautiful entertainment center that I had purchased. I just was not interested in moving it again. So when we took it apart, I just sold it. And I thought, somebody else can be responsible for this. I don't want this big of an entertainment. It was perfect for what it was when we originally bought it, because it was kind of a purchase and move in. But I thought, I don't want to keep moving this size of an entertainment center around. It had built-in bookshelves on the side. And it just was such a large piece of furniture that I thought, in the future, I want to just wall mount the television. I want things to be much more streamlined and simple. So when we sold that, it was fabulous. And honestly, I knew some other items I wanted to sell. So when the gentleman came in, he said, is there anything else you have that you're selling? And I said, yes, I'm actually selling these items. I already had everything priced out, and he bought other items, which was fabulous. You know, it was great. So just be ready so that you're able to do A, B, and C in your house. It really can help in the long run when you're doing a yard sale or garage sale, that you're just really ready to work with people, because you never know what people are going to be able to purchase or when you're going to be able to make a successful sale. But the advertisement can be so fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah. The more pictures I can see, even when it's great snapshots, and take a minute. It's kind of like we say to our photographers, do not take blurry shots of what you have. You want to take some great shots on your camera phone. You want them to look nice, because you don't want people to be like, am I just sifting through garbage? Because you don't have garbage. You have items that are worth money.
Did you know there's a auto feature
that you can do something? What auto feature?
So I took a picture of our cat and dog sitting outside on the porch, like, together.
Okay.
And then I just hit the auto button.
Yeah.
And it just brightened it way up, like, craziness. Huh. I'm like, oh, yeah. I did not ever know
yes.
that. And I'm like, a lot of my pictures turn out dark, and I'm not super.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I hire professionals to do my pictures. But that's good to know for future.
Yes. So really work on your advertisement, because it really can. I can't tell you how many friends I've had that have gone to sales just because of the advertisement on Facebook. And then think about your pricing. Like I said, a lot. I've had so many people. I've gone to so many yard sales, and they're like, oh, I just let people ask me what the price is. And that just drives me crazy, because I don't want to grab 10 or 15 items and go, how much is this? How much is this? How much is this? So I'd rather, unless you're saying all, you know, you have a labeling system that says all the clothes are $5 each or $2 each, and it's very simple. It's just more frustrating for somebody if you've just not priced everything out. So
Jamie, if somebody is getting ready to sell their house and they want to host a garage sale and they want garage sale Jamie to give them some tips and tricks, how do they get a hold
of you? Yeah, they're going to give me a call at 907-378-2400. They're not going to ask for garage sale Jamie. They're just going to ask for Jamie, and I would love to help them.
Okay. That's it. That's our show.
All right. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.